Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Iran's ambassador to the United Nations says his country is done retaliating against the United States. Rajed Tash Ravanchi spoke to Steve Inskeep on today's Morning Edition after Iran fired missiles at two bases in Iraq where American troops are stationed.
We took a measured, proportionate response to the terrorist assassination of our top general Qasem Soleimani last night. And as far as Iran is concerned, that action was concluded last night.
CNN senior international correspondent Fred Pleitgen is in Tehran. And Fred, President Trump has said both Iran and the U.S. are de-escalating this situation. Does it really feel like tensions have eased now there?
Well, I think that the immediate tensions have eased a little bit. But at the same time, I think the Iranians have been pretty clear. And the Iranian people, I think, understand as well that the fundamental issues that cause these tensions are still around. So you've had a major flare-up. That might be dying down a little bit. But the Iranians, because of these massive sanctions, are obviously still in this big issue with the Trump administration. That's not something that's gone away. President Trump has issued new sanctions. And until that goes away, or until any sort of solution to that is found, I think you're going to continue to keep seeing that those flare-ups take place. And I think a lot of Iranians are aware of that as well.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit more. I mean, when the president spoke yesterday, he said that he wanted to reach out to the Iranian people and offer peace. But, I mean, previous sanctions have already hit the region pretty hard. So it sort of feels like a mixed message. How has the Iranian government reacted to the president's speech?
We heard from the spokesman for the Iranian government, and he said there seemed to be some rationality to the president's thinking, at least that's what they heard. However, they're also saying that these sanctions are catastrophic. They call the sanctions economic warfare or economic terrorism. And they do say, continuously say, that as long as these sanctions are in place, there isn't going to be any calm in the Middle East. There isn't going to be any calm between the United States and Iran, because the Iranians essentially are saying that they're not going to allow themselves to be starved to death and not retaliate in some way, shape, or form. So they had a very critical view of these sanctions. I've heard it from Iran's foreign minister. I've heard it from other members of the government as well. The sanctions really are the main issue for them.
Yeah, a gas price increase sparked violent and deadly protests in Iran late last year. Do you think there's going to be more protests this year by people angry, as you said, who are saying, we don't want to be starved to death?
The gas prices, that was really something that did spark a lot of anger here, because, of course, a lot of people are dealing with shortages anyway. And so then having to pay a lot more for gasoline or even for any sort of basic good like bread or milk, it's something that really impacts a lot of people a great deal. They were quite angry about that. For the time being, and this is a really interesting dynamic that's took place, the killing of Qasem Soleimani has really united a lot of people here in Iran. In fact, one of the towns that was the most restive during the protests that took place, a town called Ahvaz, that was also the first town where they brought Qasem Soleimani's body when it came back to Iran. And tens of thousands of people showed up on the streets there to mourn Soleimani. So that whole restiveness was gone, and you could see people uniting behind their leadership in that moment that Soleimani was killed. So for now, the protests aren't taking place. But, you know, down the line, if this economic hardship continues, then obviously that could happen. The Iranian government, though, is trying to rally people around the fact that President Trump has issued these sanctions. And they believe that they could make themselves stronger by showing, look, it's America doing this to us, despite the fact that the Trump administration says it's on the Iranians' people's side.
Can you remind us, can you give us a clearer picture of what average folks there felt about or feel about Soleimani? We saw all of those staggering images of hundreds of thousands of people out in the streets and people mourning him in such a deep and profound way. It's part of a larger issue and feeling about their country and the United States, but really what he meant to the people there.
It's interesting because in a lot of Western countries, there's obviously the perception, and in many cases correct, that, you know, he did terrible things, for instance, to American soldiers. He's got the blood of hundreds of Americans on his hands, as the Trump administration continues to say. Here in Iran, there's a lot of people who revered Qasem Soleimani, they'll tell you the big thing for them was the fact that Qasem Soleimani was on the front lines in fighting ISIS. There were a lot of people here who were very concerned in 2015 when ISIS was knocking on the doors of Baghdad, that all of that could spill over into Iran and cause major instability here as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of Iranians believe that he defended this country, that he defended their stability, I would say. Because that's one of the fundamental things for the Iranians. They say, look, yes, it is pretty tightly controlled here, but they do have that stability here in this country, which almost no other country in the Middle Eastern region has.
Hmm. That's CNN senior international correspondent Fred Pleitgen speaking with us from Tehran. Fred, thank you.
Thank you.